This is an Aero News Touch and Go for July 6, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. An OH-58 Kiowa attack helicopter was downed by insurgent ground fire south of Baghdad Monday, but the two pilots suffered only minor injuries and were rescued quickly by the crew of an AH-64 Apache. The Kiowa pilots were attempting to flush out insurgents when they had to descend to avoid tracer rounds, then were hit with rounds fired from behind them. The Washington Post reports the pilots, Chief Warrant Officer 2 Mark Burrows, age 35, and Chief Warrant Officer 2 Stephen C. Infrini, age 27, then took cover in a canal. As the pair started sinking in the mud under their heavy armor and insurgents descended on their position, C. Infrini recalls, quote, "We couldn't move. I was thinking, this is it." Burrows added, quote, "I was just praying they didn't see us," unquote. Then came that welcome sound, a couple of Apaches from the 1st Cavalry Division. One provided cover with a 30-millimeter Gatling gun. The other touched down to retrieve the Kiowa pilots. The Post reports that military helicopters in Iraq are attacked about 100 times each month by insurgents using heavy machine guns, rocket-propelled grenades, and shoulder-fired missiles. About 17 of those helicopters are hit. The National Transportation Safety Board issued an update on Thursday on its investigation of last month's crash of a Cessna Citation II 550 business jet into Lake Michigan. As ANN reported, on June 4th at 4:10 p.m. Central Time, a Citation leased from Marlin Air Incorporated as an air medical flight for the University of Michigan Health System went down in Lake Michigan shortly after takeoff from General Mitchell International Airport in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Both flight crew members and all four passengers died. The aircraft was on an instrument flight plan for the 42-minute flight to the airplane's base in Willow Run Airport in Ypsilanti, Michigan. A review of voice communications and recorded radar data revealed that the flight crew reported an emergency and their intention to return to Mitchell shortly after takeoff. One crew member reported that they had experienced a runaway trim. In a later transmission, a pilot was heard telling another to hold the airplane's controls so he could pull circuit breakers. NTSB is receiving assistance from the FAA, Cessna, Marlin Air, Pratt & Whitney, and Honeywell. Aero News learned on Wednesday that Crossbow Technologies has released a service bulletin. The service bulletin was issued because under specific GPS satellite conditions, the NAV 425EX100 model may output bad data, leading to inaccurate bank and heading indications. You'll find more details in the print version of this story on our website at aero-news.net. NASA's hapless Dawn space probe just can't catch a break. Behind schedule, over budget, ultimately canceled in 2006. Restored at the pleading of scientists in 2007. Now, it's at the mercy of Florida weather. Thunderstorms brought a lightning advisory for the launch pad at Kennedy Space Center, which has delayed fueling the Delta II. The latest from project managers at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory on Thursday night was that fueling might be possible on Friday. But the weather outlook for the launch window, which now starts at 4 p.m. Sunday, was a 60% chance for a weather scrub. Hopefully, the probe has a better time in space than it's had on Earth. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There, we'll tell you about these stories. 2,000 feet of cabin pressure makes a world of difference. NTSB says a lost turbine blade brought down a tour helicopter. And better management of approaches can cut CO2 emissions by 20%. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today I'll talk with Ron Schreck, a North Carolina pilot who landed his RV-6 at all 109 public use airports in the state in less than 20 hours on Wednesday. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.